Blog Talk Radio.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. And so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, closing every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen. Nothing, no, nothing,
nothing can separate me from your love.
When there's so much more,
yes, still worth fighting for.
Eyes haven't seen,
ears haven't heard
all you're planning for me,
and nothing
can separate me from your love. When there's so much more fighting for, and that's why I'm pressing towards the mark,
so
'cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Shall I see it? I'll shout out hallelujah, here, 'cause my praise is worth fighting.
Y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven.
No greater love. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You've entered into a zone of epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who just so happened also to be the CEO of Raw Links. You need to check him out on Facebook. Some jewelry, healing metals and gems, and you need to check them out. Got some beautiful work. But this is the Inspiration Factory. This is where we just kind of hang out. We share our love of poetry in a profanity-free platform. Poetry, praising God, empowering, uplifting one another. You know, myself and my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo, who's happened to be in the car. He's listening in, but he's kind of driving from one state to another, so he's kind of preoccupied, so I'm going to minimize his interaction with us tonight. But you know what we do here? We do poetry, we do praise, and we just allow the Lord to lead us into whatever direction we're going to go. But the first thing we always do is pray the show in. So if you don't mind joining me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening just first and foremost asking for your forgiveness for those things that we did that we should not have done and those things that we should have done that we did not do. Father God, we ask that you would just join us here this evening, that you would have your way on this platform, that your word would go out through us, Father God. Use us, Father. Help us to uplift, to empower, to just help someone this evening. We'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, we have the most important thing out the way. I have to apologize because I don't have my phone list. I'm in the process of moving, so things are a little bit everywhere. So I have to call callers in by their area codes. Forgive me. Let me see if Alonzo is available. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Oh, okay. How you doing, brother?
All right. How's the traffic out there?
It's smooth sailing.
Amen. And you know that. So I'm not going to ask for a piece from you at this moment because I know you got your hands on the steering wheel and your face should be on the road and not on your electronical device trying to do a piece.
Amen, brother. I appreciate that. You know, I don't want you to catch me up under the bus for real.
Oh, yeah, right? No, we don't want that.
Definitely.
We don't want that.
Definitely.
At all.
No,
I'm jealous from where you
were.
You know,
huh?
Look, we got to meet each other where we need to be met. Just like our father meets us where we need to be met, okay?
Definitely.
I'm jealous because of where you're leaving from.
Oh man,
I didn't live too far from there for a while, and yeah.
Well, so then you already know I can't say too much, man. I was on some G-14 classification missions.
Oh wow. I don't like you right
what
now.
What happens when Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
I know that's right. But I was in Reno for
a good
while.
Stuff like that, so it was a good time.
That's what's up. And it's always a good thing to, you know, to network and mix business and pleasure, you know. Man, the best of both worlds.
Yes.
So, you know, we got an open mic thing going on tonight. And we just trying to just be here, listen to some music. Talk about what that precious God of ours has done in our lives and, you know, do some poetry. And so I guess I should stop talking and maybe do a piece and get things moving, huh? What you think?
I appreciate that.
And you know what's crazy? I'm not even, this piece I'm going to do, I have no idea really what it really says. I just finished writing it about 12 minutes ago.
And oh, wow.
I was multitasking as I was writing it. So I'm almost afraid to do it because I haven't had time to edit it or whatever. But it is what it is. So,
well, the piece is yours. The mic is yours.
Thank you, King. This piece is called Suffering in Silence. Echoes of the past reverberating through my mind. Images of experiences and hurdles obviously survived. But have you? Present day reactions and attractions, are they influenced, tainted by, hindered by the past? Are the things that are done in the dark the offsprings of your past? Those things you can't get off your chest because there is no one you would share it with. And you suffer in silence, wearing a mask for all to see, hiding what's festering insidiously inside. You have moments when you are distracted by life and have a respite, or so you think, because as long as you don't confront what is poisoning you, it will continue to infect your peace. Until you choose to let go and let God, your slow, painfully painful decline into destruction will never cease. In view of the change of ethics and morals and transformed definitions of words like loyalty, honor, and friend, you feel trapped and alone, carrying your weight. So you suffer in silence. Somewhere in the midst of all that is attacking you, a memory, also from the past, comes to mind. There is one you could always turn to. One who is beyond the need to change. One who is now, will be, and has always been available for you and me. One in whom exists the only key to unlock your demons of the past, making you eternally free. And all that's required is your heartfelt acceptance to his request. When with open arms he says, come to me. Suffering in silence exists because you won't let me be me. You suffer in silence and will continue to do so until you cast your woes upon me. Poem. Are you there, Alonzo?
Yes, I didn't go nowhere. I'm still stuck. I'm feeling like you just, like, read me. I love the whole, well, one of the words I would change, but the loyalty, honesty, you know what I mean, and respect is what I use.
Yes,
code
yes.
of ethics is what I call it. But, you know, the whole
absolutely.
Suffering in silence. I thought I was listening. I thought she was writing about me for a second. Yeah, I appreciate that piece. It made me think twice. Not, you know what I mean, as far as, again, like, who do you surround yourself with at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And as your piece is saying, it's, you know, me opening, or not me. I'm just, look, I took it all personal. Opening it up, you know? But
Yeah.
Due to the experiences, you got to keep moving forward.
Absolutely. We got to find a way to not let the past dictate the future, the painful part of the past, you know what I mean? Greater is he that is within than he that is without. So, you know, the God within us can get us out of it. And like I said, I had no idea what I was writing, really. I just know that I was being obedient to that urge to write. That is where.
Yeah, I always, every piece that I listen to on this show, I look for something that's almost, well, pretty nurturing. Something, you know what I mean, I can take away when I leave the show.
Yeah, when we turn it over to him in the beginning, there's no telling what he's got planned, but I always know that it's never, ever to our detriment. Praise him.
Okay. That part.
Yeah. Absolutely. We have somebody out there with their hands up, and so I don't want to keep running my mouth. And
ooh-wee.
And haul all the time. See, there's a first time for everything.
Okay. Let's go.
But we're going to open the mic up, and area code 506, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, it's Lady A.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, stranger. Good to hear your voice.
Thank
you. I'm doing pretty good. You know, dealing with life as we all do, but there's no point in complaining. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know God got me, so I'm all right.
That's good. I would like to have philosophical conversation sometime, but it's probably not the right time tonight.
Well, I mean, this is the Inspiration Factory, and when we open the mic, we pray and ask God to have his way. So we just see where things go. We're here to praise him, to share our gift of poetry, and to, you know, uplift in any way that we can. That sound about right, Alonzo?
Yes, sir. All the way.
You've met Lady A before, haven't you? I think maybe on your first show.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Yes, you have. Yes, I don't remember.
Yeah, this is
all
the Canadian poetry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who calls in and teases us about big old family spreads that they had and the food, man. She ain't sent out no samples yet. But anyway.
In the lobster corner on the cob, the buffets that we have, yes. I should send a picture. I'm going to post a picture in the group, in the discussion.
In the event page. Sure, do that.
Show you a lobster that I got one time. Anyways, I wanted to tell you a little bit about, I know it's open mic, but I have a little bit of history for Canada, and what in this history is one of the biggest dividing topics that we have in our country, and it's really is in the process and has been for a long time destroying our country. And it's language. This will give you an idea of how bad it can be sometimes with regard to that. And I would, you know, one of the biggest things that you will see in French Canada, like in Quebec and in the province that I live in New Brunswick, is the phrase, the preservation of our language and culture. And with saying that, I'd like to draw attention to our Indigenous people who were in the residential schools and were stripped of their language, their languages and their culture by the Catholic and Protestant churches. And so, you know, anyways, this is about, it's a huge issue here. I know it sounds minuscule, but it's really quite large, and it runs the agenda for the governments is to maintain the minority of French speakers to run the show. And they passed a bill last year that if you were an English person in Quebec and you wanted to get married, you could not have your marriage certificate in English. It had to be in French. So you have all of this sort of dictatorship stuff going on. So just to give you a heads up, is that okay with you guys if I read something like that? Political.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Bill 96. Thank you. Dictators come in many forms, even in a democracy, we're warned. Declaring new rules for a minority group, let me keep you in the loop. Quebec claims to be first when settling in Gaspé back in 1535. Jacques Cartier was the man about town, and France gave him the founding crown. It was neither French or English who were first. First Nations were here. They are indigenous. The first language should be Algonquin and Cree, Huron, Innu, Maliseet, Mi'kmaq, Mohawk, and Abenaki. Back and forth with British Great Britain, they fought for years. The Seven Years' War decided the English ruled the New World. And so it goes, fighting for land, both claiming 'twas them. 1774, Parliament passed the Quebec Act, emancipated the Catholic French. English and French together combined French civil law and British civil law. All was not fair in war, hence the fight for language superiority began. Quebec has legislated language to preserve. It won't disappear. And laws were drawn up to reflect protection of their native tongue. Today, they are a province which carries the fleur-de-lis. She flies all through Quebec. No Canadian flags flown. They spit on it. No English schools. All immigrants must put their children in French schools. Immigrants from other French nations can come to La Belle Provence. When we were in grade school, it was when the FLQ went wild, the Front de Libération de Québec. Bombs in our mailboxes killed us off. Kept home from schools, we never knew when or where. English neighborhoods were terrified, and we lived our lives in fear. Today, the separatists continue their control. If you want to be married, only French certificates will be bestowed. English have no rights to be served in their own language. They are forced to comply with the dictator François Legault. Quebecers speak of separating, as they have done for years, but we want Canada to foot the bill for pensions and military and Medicare. They hold our country ransom, get the lion's share of funds, and I say, get out and make your own way. There aren't any refunds. And poem.
Wow. That put out a lot of information that I really never knew about Canada. You know, it's always been presented in such a peaceful way out of a lot of the bureaucratical BS, but I see that that's not the case.
Well, within the country, it's not. It's really, and it's, unfortunately, French is a dying language, and, you know, because the first language of the world, I mean, other than their mother tongue, the Spanish is the second language of the world, is English. It's an international language of business. And there was at one point, I hope you don't mind I'm going on, but there was at one point that air traffic controllers, they were told to only speak French. And so it was so dangerous that they banned any planes from flying over Quebec because they refused to speak English. And the international language of pilots is English. So it is a big, it sounds ridiculous, I'm sure, to your ears, but it is a huge, huge issue here, and I've been very vocal with supporting our province, especially because we're like 60% is English and 40% are French, but the French rule the province, and it's really sad because you go to Louisiana, for example, and they had a lot of the expulsion of the Acadians up in Nova Scotia back in 1775, I think it was. They went to Louisiana because there was a big French population there, but they were banned out to the bayou. And but they've kept their culture, and they have French language schools, and they still speak the language after all these many years. once you legislate it, then you're in trouble because you can't get away from it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of information. That's a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that you can't see it. Go ahead, Eliza. Hey.
I start thinking like women should rule the world, because I think that we would be a much more peaceful group of people to run the show, because we would share and we would mind our own business in our own countries, take care of our own people, and not seek out war, because we don't want to send our husbands and brothers and fathers and sons out to war. And so I don't know, like, it's a crazy world and it's never going to change. It's always been the same. And we haven't learned from our past histories, so that's for sure.
But until God
can I make just one more, and then I'll shut up, I promise.
when we allow God to rule the world, then all of that, genders don't come into play. It's just a point of doing what's right, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I respectfully disagree with that, I guess, but...
And we can definitely always agree to disagree.
Yeah. The current prime minister that we have, Justin Trudeau, his father was prime minister back in 1967 when he was trying to pass the Charter of Rights and language bills and all that stuff. And one of the things that he said back in 1967 was, Canadian Anglophones will be subjected to a lifetime of job immobility, because if you don't speak French in public sectors, you don't get a job. And that's exactly what's happening here, too. I could tell you all kinds of stuff like that. I visit the politicians and everything with this whole thing, and, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
And I have never heard of any of this, but this is wow.
Okay, we over here, we got issues.
Now
sorry?
You just piqued my curiosity after doing research.
You know what I mean? You're the only one. This is crazy. No matter what. If I wanted to learn French right now, I'd have to take off a golden line and look for a job. You know what I mean? Just know that there's going to be trouble.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, but it's very difficult to hear what you're saying. I can't understand what you're saying.
Uh-oh.
A little bit garbled. Yes.
Oh, okay. I was saying it's bad to know that, if I wanted to learn French right now just to get a job, you know what I mean? To go over to Canada to get a job. It's crazy to know that I can't just go over there and get my dual citizenship and just live.
No.
It's just crazy.
And, it is crazy, for sure. And come to visit. It's a nice place to visit. The rest of the country, we have 10 provinces and territories, and so there's only this one province of Quebec that's causing the whole country to become a cesspool of hatred, really.
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring everybody down. I just...
Definitely. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. That's something to pray on and to. I got to do my research now because you've really piqued my curiosity.
Up the expulsion of the Acadians. You'll find a lot there too, and it's quite interesting to say the least. Yeah.
I definitely will. We appreciate you for coming through with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I was like a challenge.
Thank you so much for that.
And stop being a stranger.
Oh, I tried. I think there was a few times you guys weren't on, it seems to me, lately.
Yeah, there may have been. Yeah, there's been a lot of. But things are moving in a new direction, so you'll have to keep coming back to see what's going to be new.
Yeah. I offered, if you were short, I was talking to Ben about it, too. Like, I used to have my own show, and I'd love to help you out if you're short staff, so to speak.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Van and Pharrell are the ones that could approve or disapprove that. But yeah.
Oh yeah. I've talked to them about it. It's okay. They're working on whatever they're working on, and so. Yeah.
Hit me up on Facebook, you know, direct message or on Messenger or whatever.
Okay. I gotta throw that lobster up for you so you can see it.
Oh, you gonna have me drooling. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe
all right,
you can
freeze-dry
one and send it to me. Thank you for coming through, lady. And I appreciate that information you brought to us, and that piece. They were both definitely
thank you.
Awesome. God bless you.
You too.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it? And I thought that kind of insanity only happened here. But I guess the world is all on the same page. So we're going to take us, well, before we do that, we're going to remind you that you are listening to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And be sure you dial that number before 11 o'clock, because then if we're still on, you won't be able to continue with us. But also, be sure to press 1. Come on in and say what you got to say. Let us hear from you. Spit a piece. Give us a praise report, prayer request. We're here to interact with you. And with that being said, we're going to take one quick little music break. With a little Donnie McClurkin.
Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day.
I'm made. give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory. you all.
Getting ready to open up the mic for area code 385. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, Paul and Alonzo. I hope this is Adrian. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, lady?
Yeah.
It's the newlywed.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm trying to hang in there.
Yeah.
Can't you hear me?
You're here, so apparently you're succeeding.
So I'm okay so far. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I hear you now.
All right. I just got my grandkids down to sleep.
Oh. How much baking did y'all do?
Warming out. Huh?
How much baking did y'all do?
Where to cook? No. We are not baking this weekend. No, there's no baking this weekend. Mm-mm.
I remember seeing snippets of y'all in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for some cookies. Cookies. Then you can send some to me.
Oh.
I said, it's time for y'all to make some cookies and then send some to me.
Well, next time I do so, just shoot me an address. You got it.
Okay. Y'all heard that right. That's a binding contract.
Right?
And Alonzo, you better put your bid in while the getting's good.
Let me see the shipment.
See, he driving through the mountains and the highways and the byways of the West Coast.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so forgive me if I'm going in and out. My bad. My apologies.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, great show.
I wish I was out there. I was going to say, I wish I was out there, but, you know, I pretty much wish I was anywhere. I just got that wanderlust. I'm ready to pack up and go somewhere. I just ain't figured out where. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Reel yourself back in, Paul. Come on, reel it back. Come on back. All right. So, what you bring for us, Ms. VIP?
You know what? I have given this a lot of thought. And I sat down and I was like, I think I remember the time I asked you, are you sure he doesn't give us more than we can bear? And I think that's I think that's what I'm writing about tonight. Let me just grab the story real quick.
Wow. Alonzo. We open this up to God to have his way. And you see how he's just bringing things that just like follow with each other. You see this wow, the flow of this? Have your way, Lord. Ooh.
All right. You're ready.
Mike is yours, Queen.
Mike.
Thank you. Are you sure, really sure that God just doesn't give us more than we can bear? I wonder at times if it's true. Now, I know what the word says, but what about all the loved ones we've lost seemingly back to back? What about the ones we've lost to murder, domestic violence? I know why we call him when we need him the most, because he's a very present help in times of trouble. But I've questioned that verse many times in my mind. And I've had many times where I've given up, just when the blessing is there within reach. Man, that's a heck of a lesson to teach. My breakthrough is just around the bend. Then the enemy comes and tries to break me. My faith tries to stay stuck in my head, and I have to fight spiritually to make do. I must be content wherever I am, not to be lukewarm, double-minded. I know I have many flaws. I know the best part is that he loves me, and he'll never forsake me. And for that, I'll always praise him. Now, you can always question him, but you can't blame him for what happened. Free will is just that. But he keeps me, and he'll keep you, too, in his bosom. So I guess what I'm saying is what I'm saying to myself. Don't give up. And that's that piece.
You better
snap,
say that.
Snap.
Okay. You better say that. Man, look. Wow.
Yeah, that piece is all about
self-management.
I love that right there.
And, you know, in these times, people need to hear that. We all have a story to tell. We all have a testimony.
Yes, we do.
You got to tell about how many times have you thought that? I know I've thought that a bunch of times. Girl, you sure you don't need to calibrate your scale or something? I don't see how I can take another nothing. Then you live to tell about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not real grandiose with it. He just, next thing you know, is, wow, I did survive that. How'd I do that? I don't know. Well, yeah, I do know.
Yeah.
So many times I can say, wow. He showed up at the right time. That piece right there tells me.
Yeah.
Come to me. All ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your woes upon me. You know? Man, he's that ever-present oasis from ourselves and from the world. And that free will. Like a bunch of dummies, we choose to go the other way thinking we can find something better. But that piece, yeah. I love that piece. And you said you just did that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a good piece. Definitely. Coming off the top. Flying pressure.
Well, you know, you're sitting here, you know. Thank you. But, you know, I remember me asking you to hit me up in my DM, and I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? Remember that? And he was like, yeah, I think there needs to be a calibration somewhere. I was like, man, come on. And, you know, there's just so many things going on in the world. And then loved ones are losing. I mean, 2020 was hard, and then seeing last year was hard, too. I'm like, wait a minute now. So we 2 months, almost 3 months in, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I was just sitting here, and I was wondering. I was like, But, you know, if you believe,
as
it's true,
the world,
it won't give you more than you could bear, but woo.
It's surprising what you can bear.
You know what, and you know what I was thinking, too, because you know that verse, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. To me, that's not true. For me, it took me out of myself because it was so traumatic, and it took courage to get out of there, you know, get out of that hole. So I guess if you want to call that making me stronger, all right, but it made me just, like, fearful to stay there. I didn't want to stay there, you know. So that's how I was like, I'm getting up out of here.
But it took that strength to overcome that fear and get up out of there. Do what you had to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if anything even remotely close comes to bear in the future, you've already survived something of that nature. You've already learned some things, something of that nature. So you're prepared.
Absolutely.
You're ready to nip it at the bud. So it does make you stronger. It does.
Yeah.
It might not be for right at this moment, but that's another weapon in your arsenal. Something else that he has brought you through that you survived.
So that's true. Is it stronger, or is it stronger or resilient? Which one is it?
Well, they kind of run hand in hand, don't they? If you think about it.
They do. Yeah.
Right?
They
comes from
they do
being
run
resilient. Because if you think strength is being rigid, that strength's going to snap. Strength has longevity to it. It stays the flow, but it also goes with the flow, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think resilience is able to bounce back after each and every, traumatic event or crisis or whatever.
Right.
Just being
right.
strong sometimes. Sometimes I lay in my bed, Lord, you got this, because But
if I had a
I'm glad
dollar.
Things are saying,
If I had a dollar for every time I thought that way or said that, man, I wouldn't be working 6 days a week no more. But I do know that my daddy makes the way. And the fact that we can even sit here and discuss this is a testimony to the fact that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a story to tell. We've all had our hurdles that we just like, I can't do no more. I'm done. And then you can turn around and say, wow, I was done, but I'm here to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the
Lord.
Exactly.
That is so true.
That might be a show, too, one day. Talk about what he's done. Talk about what he's done for you.
Might be too much.
Okay, y'all. Amanda. that's where the challenge comes. I remember remember the program that Pharrell did where he would play the music and you had to write something real quick to some prompts.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep,
I love that because it really challenged you to say a lot in a little.
Right.
That's what I want to do. I want to challenge you. This is a challenge to write something like that.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm up for the challenge.
Oh,
challenge. Oh, my lady.
What?
Huh? Hey, Alonzo, you up for the challenge? Let's get him.
I'm down for the challenge.
Okay.
I'm actually down. All I'm really down for the challenge.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Wow. That's going to be next Sunday. Next Sunday.
Uh-oh. Impromptu.
Huh?
All right.
Okay. Impromptu.
Oh, man. Man, look, I can't wait. All right, get off the phone. I got to start writing. Now, let me stop.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow.
You might have me go ahead and hit that soup now.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All righty. So anybody else listening, feel free to join us next week.
Don't start. He said he put an invite out there at ABD. He said, you inviting everybody that's freestyling all of a sudden now?
Hey, we can bring the freestyle. You up for that challenge? I can go get an automatic.
Oh, Lord. I'm not down with no freestyle.
Hey.
But,
yeah, I'll get automatic. I'll get Gina. Gina Stone.
Let's go.
Somebody told me that Van Meadows did some freestyling. I'm going to start some stuff now. But anyway. Ms. VIT, what do you have going on in the Epiphany world coming up?
Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva and I, the Pearl Negro, that is, we are in the erotic love zone. And, of course, the topics are not suitable for work to get my drip. But y'all come on in and have some fun with us because we do. We have some great music and great poetry and pretty good discussion. So. Y'all come through.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yolanda, did you notice how her voice and demeanor all changed as soon as she started talking about that?
Right into character. Y'all don't. You know what? My voice is hurting. My throat is hurting. And I'm hoping I'm not have something. But it's killing me.
She did the Michael Jackson. Don't make me use my voice right now. I got this.
Oh man, you gotta love it. But I guarantee you will love it if you call in. She makes you
curious.
Oh, you better. Really? I'm trying to tell you. Woo, woo, woo. You'll love it. Yeah, love it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold you captive, Adrian.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming through. Man, this VIP, thank you for that piece. Whew. That's awesome.
God bless you. Love
you, lady.
One love, one
God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Man. That thing was something special. And it was just like so appropriate for the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, if y'all still listening, you're
at. Huh? I like that we had a calling debate.
I couldn't hear you. Get a little closer to your mic if you can.
Okay. I said I like that we had a call in of ladies tonight.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love it when the brothers come through, but you know, ain't nobody going to be mad about some ladies now, is it?
Right.
This is ladies' night. Okay. I'm not going to torment y'all with that, so. But you know what? I got somebody here that who got a voice I think that might even maybe come close to what I could spit if I really just want to start singing for y'all brothers. You know? I put Van to shame. I put For Real to shame. Yeah, man, I could blow. But I'm going to give y'all brother that they come close to me. Just a little close, but you know, I still got them. Y'all tell me what you think when the song finishes.
Thank you. Sing this part.
One accord.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
To our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah.
Is to our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise. It's
to our God.
I don't care how you're feeling right now. Sing
hallelujah.
Chilling with us. Appreciate that.
Hey, yes.
Yeah. But we're coming up to the closing portion of the program for tonight. Well, kind of, sort of. We're going to close the show down, but I still feel like playing music, so I'm going to play some music anyway, but we're going to go through what we go through for closing of a show. And you can still hang out if you want to. And if I see somebody raise their hand, I'll surely bring you on, but I'm just going to play some music, get in my bag. Y'all can hang out with me. But before we do that, Alonzo, do you have any closing remarks? And I'm going to give our public service announcement and do a prayer and then get back to the music.
Yeah, nope. I appreciate everybody that came out tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed y'all's weekend. Same time, same place, next week, next Sunday. Call in.
You heard? All right. And also coming up on Epiphany, 319-527-6300. Sunday nights you have, of course, the Inspiration Factory. And then on Mondays, you kick it off with King and Queen's Quarters. Tuesday, you got to put your thinking cap on because you got the War Council. Then Wednesday, put a different cap on for the Erotic Love Zone. Thursday, you got the Get Down. You know, the name says it all right there. Okay. Friday, Renaissance Poetry. That's when you have to think a little. It takes you back and call in and see what it do. And then Saturday, you have Jess J and Gina Storm. Now, that's something you're just going to have to dial the number to see. And that actually goes on with all of what's going on in Epiphany. Give it a call. 9 p.m. Hurt near every night. 319-527-6300. And be sure to press 1 to get on the mic. Then we have another public service announcement. It's last but not least by any stretch of the imagination. And that is, if there is questions in your mind about the references that I make or that are made on this platform to God, to Christ, and you're curious, feel free to reach out to us. And we'll be sure to guide you into guiding yourself through this walk. And with that, I would like to ask you all to join me one more time at the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here this evening, Father God. We thank you for the ability to still be able to join together and discuss some things and uplift one another, enlighten one another, and to praise you in the midst. Father God, as we depart from this platform, I ask that you would just continue to bless each one of these callers and the families that they represent, Father, that you would meet us all where we need to be met, Lord. For those that wanted to call in and could not, Father God, and just for the world in general, Lord, we need you, Father. We need your presence. We need you to raise up people to lead the way, to not be afraid to plant those seeds. Father, we just ask that you would continue to have your way in our lives. And it's in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, say! You might as well go ahead and get your dance on.
Jesus, be of me. I'm asking you to protect me. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep feeling,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a sinful around me,
know you will. Fight my battle, if I just keep still. Say,
come on.
Protection!